fact that it's a sort of three-year contract, you know, it takes the uncertainty away over the next few years. And of course, it allows people to plan ahead. You know, so I'm absolutely delighted that that's actually happening. I would like to pay tribute actually to Donegal County Council, officials of Donegal County Council, and to the ferry company, and most importantly to my fellow councillors, who, like myself, know how important it is that the ferry is up and running, you know, in terms of tourism, you know, for this whole region here. So it was extremely important that should happen. Terms and conditions have been put in place over the next 3 years, and everybody at this present moment in time are very happy with that.
One of the agreements that was reached was that the council will have to sacrifice DFI funding for this year, but it is hoped that some sort of a resolution will be found on that.
Well, we do hope so, yeah, because, I mean, but as I said to you there, it is extremely important that the ferry is running, you know. I would just like to point out to you, for example, in 2016, the ferry ran from the 1st of July or up until September. And there's like some like 72,000 passengers on the ferry, and also 23,000 cars. And extremely, it's a big hit into our DFI fund, which is our Development Fund Initiative. And we generally give that money out to community groups who are very, very deserving of it. There may be a few pound left over yet that we can distribute, but not too much. And as I say, but we all know the importance of the ferry. Perhaps something can be put in place for 2018 and 2019. Obviously, we'll look at that and see if extra funding can be met.